You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
QBank has now started charging interest on what were previously interest-free overdrafts for tertiary accounts. So this has caused some frustration amongst students who are arguing this is not what they signed up for. So I just followed up on a report about this. An overdraft is designed to help you manage gaps between outgoing costs and when your income comes in, or for use as a backdrop facility to cover smaller unexpected expenses or purchases. This is the definition QBank has provided of what an overdraft is. You might be wondering why I'm talking about overdrafts in QBank. Well, recently QBank has begun charging interest on what were previously interest-free overdrafts for tertiary accounts, and this has angered many students. The story was first written in the magazine Debate by Nikki Jonas, and I am following up with a report on this with what some of the students had to say on this and who are in this sticky situation. So QBank used to advertise an interest-free overdraft of up to $1,000 for first years and $2,000 for second years and subsequent years. The only additional fee which was advertised on their website regarding this overdraft was a $2 monthly facility fee. As of 1st of May 2018, QBank has changed the conditions of the tertiary overdraft to 5% interest per annum on overdrafts and removed the monthly fee. Students were initially accessing overdrafts because they needed the cash quickly because of other expenses such as rents and bonds. Had these students known that work and income could also help, they would not have been so quick to go into an overdraft. What it looked like is that the banks were taking advantage of these students who were unaware of other entitlements and monetary supplements they had access to, by offering overdrafts as a quick and easy alternative. One of the students, Louise, who had an overdraft with QBank, says despite having access to a full student allowance, she is unable to make ends meet even with part-time casual work she has. Louise said she would have prioritized paying off the overdraft as quickly as possible had she known there was interest charged on the overdraft, nor would she have gone into debt. She made the decision to use an overdraft based on the fact that she was told it was interest-free. Currently, Louise is not in a situation to pay off interest on the overdraft. Some other students who commented on this issue said they were motivated to get overdrafts because they were offered as interest-free. The students are frustrated by this change because this is not what they signed up for. One common idea that the students seemed to have was that because they already had a student allowance, they couldn't get other entitlements from work and income, such as accommodation supplement. One student noted that it was easier to get an overdraft than a work and income entitlement. Therefore, the students are taking out overdrafts to pay for their bonds and rents and other costs they are incurring. I reached out to QBank for a comment on this issue, and Cara Tate, a representative of QBank, explained why they started to charge interest on the once interest-free overdrafts. QBank believes this new structure better reflects the way an overdraft should be used. Overdrafts are to be used as a safety net for emergencies, not as a loan. QBank wants to encourage good money habits and recommends overdrafts to be used for unexpected expenses or short-term cash shortages. Customers were notified of these changes before they were put in place. As of 1st of February, QBank removed the monthly fee, which gave students the opportunity to either pay down the overdraft or close the account before the introduction of the 5% interest per annum on May 1st. Customers are only charged when they would use their overdraft. QBank argues that the interest charge on the overdraft will motivate students to pay off the interest. However, students say they do not have the money to pay back the banks, therefore forcing them down a spiral of debt. The students say they don't have enough money to save when expenses are exceeding or in some cases matching income, so they're saving nothing. Therefore, students are unable to take on more work and study at the same time to pay back the amount owed. One of the growing fears amongst the students is that the interest rate will increase. At present, the interest rate is 5% per annum. Even with this low rate, the students with an overdraft are unable to pay back the bank because they are full-time students. If these students try to earn more money by doing more hours, it would impact their education. This is putting the students in a compromising situation where they either prioritize their jobs or education. At the moment, QBank says they have no plans to increase the 5% interest rate, but did note that all fees and interest rates are subject to change. If you were to go over the overdraft limit, there are charges which would show on your account. For example, if the overdraft limit was exceeded by more than $20, there would be a $10 per month charge. According to Consumer in New Zealand, KiwiBank is within its right to change the interest rate. KiwiBank's intent to discourage students from using too much of their limit and is to change their behaviour so these students do not go into further debt. KiwiBank believes their new policy will help prepare students for a better life after university by encouraging better spending habits and to help them with their transition to a higher interest rate after graduation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.